Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you hear Trump's take on the JFK assassination, why he didn't release the files?
Yeah, I know what Trump's take is.
He said that if you knew what I know, you wouldn't tell people either, which is crazy.
Well, that's his position on the UAP thing as well.
Yeah.
Actually. And that's a lot of people's position on it. I mean, you know, Trump is saying, of course, the CIA had knowledge of it. That is known. I mean, the whole thing, it's like, it's so funny. There's so many levels and there's so much I don't understand. But the whole JFK conspiracy industry, and it really is an industry, more books written on that than almost any historical topic, is filled with wackos, right? There are a lot of wackos in there. But it obscures, that fact obscures the larger fact, which is the facts themselves tell an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
And so, whatever, I could get into it at great length. But, they're still classifying documents 61 years later. Both Trump and Joe Biden have, in violation of my read of federal law, kept those documents secret. There's no living person connected to the Kennedy assassination. It was a couple generations ago. There's no one person whose secrets are being protected. It's an institution, or maybe countries. There may have been countries involved, too. I mean, I don't know the answer, but there's clearly something worth protecting. And I know that when I spoke to someone who'd seen the documents, okay, 2 years ago, and I got one fact out of him, which is, yes, the CIA was involved. And by CIA is a huge organization, but James Jesus Angleton, the head of the operations directorate, had knowledge of this, which I think is well known. But that's the view of someone who saw the documents. So I thought that was news, so I went on TV and said that. The next day, I'll never forget it, I went quail hunting, and I was driving back, and I got a phone call from Mike Pompeo's lawyer. Mike Pompeo was the Secretary of State, but before then, he was the director of the CIA. And in that position, he plotted the murder of Julian Assange, so he is a criminal as far as I'm concerned. But his lawyer called me and said, you know, you should know that anyone who tells you the contents of classified documents has committed a crime. He's threatening me. He's in my car. With my dog sitting next to me, I'll never forget this. And I said, are you really saying that to reveal that the U.S. government had a role in the murder of a democratically elected president, to say that out loud, that's the crime? What about the actual crime, which is murdering a president? Like, you're covering up for that, Mike
Pompeo.
What did he say to that? He had no response at all. And so Mike Pompeo is the one who pressed Trump to keep those documents secret. And so it's like, what's crazy to me is not just that Pompeo did that. I think Pompeo is a really sinister person and a criminal. I think that. I think that because the facts suggest that. He was caught. Yahoo News, Mike Isikoff wrote a long piece on this several years ago. His employees went to Mike Isikoff and said, hey, Mike Pompeo was plotting to murder Julian Assange, who's never even been charged with a crime in the United States, as CIA director. That's illegal. You're not allowed. Federal employees are not allowed to just kill people they don't like.
Okay? So just, obviously, just Mike Pompeo seems to have a history of corruption. I just wanted to show that clip, that segment from the Joe Rogan podcast with Tucker Carlson in the context of the last segment we had with Mike in the hour previously. Now, in the next segment, after we go to break here for about a minute, we are going to have Payman Motahedey, who is an Iranian-born Jewish immigrant who moved to the United States in 1977 and became an American citizen in 1989. Today, he is a prominent speaker and educator, especially known for his discovery and understanding of the history of the Federal Reserve, IRS, and federal tax laws in theory and practice, with many stellar in and out of court victories against the IRS and U.S. government for himself and by his students without using an attorney. He has openly not filed and paid any federal income or payroll taxes for over 30 years and has been educating and empowering other Americans to do the same. For over 30 years, on multiple occasions, IRS has investigated him criminally and otherwise, but has been unable to find Paymon to have broken any tax laws. So right on the other side, we're going to have Paymon Motahede, and we are looking forward to that. Stick with us, folks, for more in 1 minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host this afternoon, and with us today we have a very distinguished guest who I am personally very excited to be speaking with. This is Paymon Motahede. Now, Paymon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And yourself, Chase?
I'm doing very well. So just to start this conversation, when I was looking through your bio and speaking with some of the crew about speaking to you today, it made me think of a famous conspiracy theory documentary that I watched many years ago called Zeitgeist. And I would love for us to watch or listen to this clip from that documentary together so we can unpack it, because watching it as a layman, someone who doesn't know anything about taxes or the tax code other than that I hate the IRS and they send me letters all the time, watching it as a layman, I thought, is that really true? So let's watch this famous clip from this famous conspiracy theory documentary from years ago, Zeitgeist, and unpack it on the other side.
The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. It is about as federal as Federal Express. It makes its own policies and is under little regulation by the U.S. government. It is a private bank that loans all the currency at interest to the government, completely consistent with the central banking model that the country sought to escape from when it declared independence in the American Revolutionary War. Now, going back to 1913, the Federal Reserve Act was not the only bill pushed through Congress for the vested financial interests. They also pushed its partner, the federal income tax. First of all, the federal income tax is completely unconstitutional, as it is a direct, unapportioned tax, and the required number of states needed in order to ratify the amendment to allow the income tax was never legally met, and this has even been cited in modern court cases. Second, at the present day, roughly 25% of the average worker's income is taken from them via this tax. That means you work 3 months out of the year to fulfill this tax obligation. And where does that money go? Well, according to the Grace Commission report of the 1980s, 100% of what is collected is absorbed solely by interest on the federal debt and by federal government contributions to transfer payments. In other words, all individual income tax revenues are gone before one nickel is spent on the services which taxpayers expect from their government. Today, the money Americans make working 3 months out of the year goes almost entirely to the interest fees charged for the debt-based fiat currency. The fact is, the federal income tax exists to feed the Federal Reserve, federal government money machine, making sure the interest payments are always there. And third, even with the government claim as to the legality of the income tax, there is evidently no clear statute, no law in existence that requires you to pay this tax.
I really expected that, of course, there's a law that you can point to in the law book, the code that requires you to file a tax return. Of course there is. I was at that point where I couldn't find the statute that clearly made a person liable, at least not me and most people I know. And I had no choice in my mind except to resign.
Based on the research that I did throughout the year 2000 and that I'm still doing, I have not found that law. I've asked Congress, we've asked a lot of people in the IRS commissioners, helpers. They can't answer, because if they answer, the American people are going to know that this whole thing is a fraud.
I right, haven't filed an income federal.
What do you
income tax
make
return?
Of this clip, having watched this? Now, like I said, I don't know whether that's accurate or not. I was just so intrigued when I saw it the first time. Is it partially true? Is it all true? What's going on, man?
Well, it is partially true in that direct taxes by the federal government on the American people must be divided up among the states. The way it was done in the late 1700s. Mm-hmm. And early 1800s was that the federal government would send a bill to each state, and the bigger states charged more from the citizens per citizen than the small states. New York would be 20 million, Delaware would be 1 million. The states would collect it, and then they would turn that money to the federal government minus the 10% commission for collecting the tax. But with the international banksters wanted to create a privately owned central bank called the Federal Reserve. They wanted to make sure that the money they're going to lend out of thin air by fraud to the federal government, that the interest for that money was going to be paid somehow to the banksters. And that's why they duped the American people into believing that the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution changed the Constitution, but it did not. It did not change the taxing powers of the federal government. There's a Supreme Court case called Stanton versus Baltimore Mining Company, which clearly said that the 16th Amendment did not give Congress any new taxing power whatsoever.
Wow.
So, if the Supreme Court has said clearly that the 16th Amendment did not give Congress any new taxing power, how did they write the law? As usual, they use deception and lies to get you to do what you would not normally do. The corona hoax jab is technically not a vaccine. It's mRNA gene therapy in the medical books with the FDA. But on the propaganda on TV, Biden calls it a vaccine. So the U.S. individual income tax, when they use that term on the 1040 form, you naturally think, oh, that's me. I'm the U.S. citizen of the 50 states. That's the tax return I have to fill out by law. But in actuality, the term United States in federal tax laws, like right here, this is the Bible of the IRS, the Internal Revenue Code. If you look
looks
at
like
the
you've
definition
read it.
Here, it's actually the District of Columbia, not the 50 states.
Wow.
So that's how they suckered us to pay the tax we never really owed.
So it's almost as if I'm a small business owner, for example. It would be as if I just sent out an invoice to every business in the country and I didn't render any services in the hopes that people would just pay the invoice rather than dealing with investigating whether or not they actually owe me any money. So if I were to send out just invoices to everybody in the country for $500, some people would feasibly just write the check and send it back. Is that what you're saying that the IRS is basically doing? They're just sending out this form or claiming that they need you to fill out this form, and you don't actually have to pay anything, but people just do it because they're deceived to believe they have to?
Basically, yes. And they've done it with the help of the corrupt major media.
Yeah.
You know, that pushed down the narrative about corona hoax, about Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, mm-hmm. Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, some Arab terrorists at 9/11, they've done it for a lot longer, since 1913. Way back then, in 1913, the term United States of State and tax law only included the District of Columbia and its U.S. territories. Mm-hmm. Philippines, Alaska, Puerto Rico, possession of the United States, but not the 50 states. But they didn't tell you what the definition was. They allowed it to be misled to believe that, oh, I'm a U.S. citizen of the 50 states. That's me. They're speaking about not be a good citizen, paying my fair share to my governments.
So I've heard stories of people going to prison for tax evasion, and you obviously get threats from the IRS if you don't pay. You're going to have interest charges, and we're going to send it to debt collection and all those things. I'm familiar with the IRS as a citizen. But how is it that you've been able to avoid some of the repercussions that others have faced? Despite whether it's legal or not for the government to imprison you for tax evasion or failure to pay tax, it seems to be happening to some people. Is that correct?
Well, first of all, obviously I've not broken any law, because for over 30 years I have not filed and paid any income tax openly, and taught many Americans openly to do the same. And since 1994, I've been under criminal investigation by the IRS.
Are you still, as we speak, are you under investigation?
Oh, yeah, probably right now. They're watching me all the time for 30 years. So what? I'm not breaking any law.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The IRS must make a case against you and give you a chance at the trial. And they have only 31 U.S. tax court judges. So if you understand these basic things, it's huge. There's way too many of us and very few of them. And if we, the American people, ever figure that out, there goes the deep state. There goes the criminals. We are overdue, Chase, for peaceful tax revolt, like the founding fathers did.
Civil disobedience.
At the time of the revolution. Not with force, peacefully, and not for taxes we owe, but taxes, Chase, that we legally never owed in the first place. And the proof of that is on our website for free, for everybody to see for themselves at freedomlawschool.org.
So there's this clip that came across the desk today. This is clip number 19 for the crew. I want to play this and get your feedback. It's only a minute and a half long. But we've heard reports over the last couple of years, and even in the last couple of weeks, of the IRS ramping up some of its tactics. So there were rumors at one point in time that there were going to be 80,000 additional IRS agents hired at one point. Yesterday we saw Joe Biden propose a capital gains tax of 44%. And we're seeing reports now that the IRS is using AI to target the middle class. So I want to run clip number 19, and let's just unpack it together on the other side. Check this out.
What we have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist, and what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes. This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
So, Congresswoman, what's the end game here? Because at the end of the day, you can't put the AI genie back in the bottle, and it's so easy to use these technologies in the way that you're suspecting the IRS is. How do you protect American citizens and our constitutional rights?
Well, one of the things is we need a new administration in November, because this administration has been absolutely lawless in terms of its surveillance of us, of members of Congress, of local officials, of people who are protesters, of voters. This administration has completely ignored the Bill of Rights, whether it's the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. They have weaponized
the
government.
Now, of course, this all comes in the context of our leaders reauthorizing, renewing, and extending the ability for FISA to surveil American citizens without a warrant. Watching that 90-second clip, I know it was a curveball. What are your thoughts? What's your impulsive reaction to that?
Well, of course, IRS is a criminal agency, just like CIA, FBI, and DOJ. And of course, they can, in rare cases, do that. But you got to remember this. There's 150 million Americans that file. 80 million people don't no longer file 1040 income tax confession draft forms. There's tens of millions of corporation tax returns filed, and it's only about 80,000 IRS employees. And vast numbers of them are simply clerks typing information on a computer
right, or
taking your calls. IRS is not this monster, that you should be afraid of, that the corrupt major media portrays them to be. They are literally the Wizard of Oz created by the corrupt major media. Again, ask yourself, IRS has come after me multiple times, and I've beaten them in their own courts and their own lawyers, because I've been telling Americans for over 30 years, do not feed the beast. You legally do not have no obligation to pay any federal income or payroll taxes. So they want to stop me, but they never indict me to take me for a jury like they've done to Trump, because they know I'll beat them. They know that when I beat them, it'd be a bigger victory for me and American people, so they'd rather leave me alone and hope that you and others don't give us publicity so American people do not hear our message.
They don't want to establish that precedence. Yeah. So what about Americans who are employees and they work for corporations that do pay payroll tax and do automatically withhold? What are they supposed to do about the money that the IRS has already stolen from them before they've even filed?
They should go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, and the instructions are there on how to legally and safely stop the stealing of income taxes from their paycheck up front. So no, they don't have to, by April 15th, file a 10-4 income tax confession trap form like a slave and beg the IRS to please give me some of that money back. You stop the withholding right there. And for all business owners, independent contractors, stop sending IRS those quarterly estimated payments. Stop giving any forms to the IRS. If you're a business owner, stop withholding from paying your people. Do not 1099 anybody. That's all legally. Does not apply to people of the 50 states.
Well, let me ask you a tough question. Have you ever had a student who followed your teachings and methods that's been locked up?
Nobody.
Wow.
I've done this for over 22 years, helping people. All their anything comes up, criminally or civilly with the IRS. Not one person that came to me clean stopped filing income tax with me, not others. And stayed with me as if they're going to prison. Nor had the IRS laid with their bank account, paycheck, their home, or any of their assets.
So I'm somebody who's absolutely 100% willing to fight the IRS and take all the risks, but I'm not comfortable or willing to fight with my wife. So how do I convince my wife that I'm not a maniac putting our family at risk if I want to go this route of just stopping payments to the IRS?
Well, Chase, let me ask you.
Yeah.
How would you convince your wife that you don't want to take the jab, corona jab?
Yeah.
Because the media tells you to be safe, make sure you get the corona jab and all the boosters. How would you educate her not to get the jab? You'd have to educate her.
Yeah.
And the education is on our website for free at freedomlawschool.org. I have 7 steps on our website to help everybody free themselves of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. And step one for your wife, Chase, and everybody, is to know that based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires the people of the 50 states to file and pay income taxes. The only people that got to pay income tax are federal employees, people who travel to D.C., and citizens and residents of the District of Columbia. So it starts right there. People go to freedomlawschool.org for themselves. And listen, don't believe me. Nobody don't believe anything I say. Go to freedomlawschool.org. And everything I say is documented from the U.S. government's official legal websites and reports.
Thank you so much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host today, and with us we have Payman Motahede. Promotes a better understanding of tax law through his numerous educational campaigns and seminars, empowering thousands to better understand tax law by relying exclusively on the official legal websites and reports of the United States government, and writing their congressmen to force the IRS and DOJ to strictly and faithfully follow federal laws as written. You can check out his work and his resources at freedomlawschool.org. That's freedomlawschool.org. Now, there's two things I want to get to in the next 9 minutes that we have together, Payman. I want to talk first about how employees and regular citizens, average citizens here in the United States can legally stop the withholding? I was under apparently the false impression that it was impossible to stop the withholding. So I'm fascinated to hear from you about that. And then if we have time, I also want to talk about best practices for small business owners as well. So I want to go individual to business. So how is it that one can legally stop the withholding of taxes? So here at InfoWars, a portion of my income, my salary is withheld every pay period, every 2 weeks. How can I force them to give me my money?
Well, what you can do is to fill out the W-4 form, and there's instructions on there on how you can put exempt to stop withholding from your paycheck. Now, I don't recommend people just do that, because that's not enough to show your innocence, because you should not have to fill out the form at all.
Right.
IRS and accountants have duped and pressured employers to be your slave master and steal your money up front to force you to file a 1040 and get a little bit of that money back. So what I do is we have on our form on our website at freedomlawschool.org, the language of the law there that we quote the law and attach to the W-4. The look, employer, you got a gun to my head that you're going to take it from my paycheck more if I don't fill out the form, or you might fire me. So in order to get paid, I'm going to fill out this form that you're forcing me to do, but I'm explaining my objections in the law. So if the Department of Injustice crooks, everyone use that form, take it to the jury that you don't want to pay your fair share of taxes, you have the shark repellent in there. The law is part of your W-4 exempt form that you give to the IRS, that the crooked government lawyer never wants the jury to see that they were also robbed, they were also stolen from. So it will leave you alone. Again, at freedomlawschool.org, it's there. People can call us. We have to answer questions and guide them to all these resources on our website for free.
So one of the things that was most frustrating to me as a small business owner starting my business in 2016, obviously, was taxes. And I was astounded when I met with my CPA for the first time that I was supposed to pay both sides of the Social Security tax. So as the employer, I paid the employer portion, even though I was a sole proprietor. And then as the employee, on the income I paid myself, I paid the employee version as well. So how does this transition or translate over to small businesses, especially sole proprietors or maybe other small businesses with multiple employees, where the Social Security component of tax law comes into play, not just income tax, but Social Security as well?
Well, Social Security taxes apply only to certain activities taken in relationship with four U.S. island territories of Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, or American Samoa. So if you don't have nothing to do with those four island territories, it does not apply to you or your business. You simply stop filling out those forms. Stop taking from your employees' pay. Stop matching the taxes, payroll taxes you don't owe. Just stop it all together. No more jabs. Don't take any more jabs, no more withholding from your employees, and no more you sending money or papers to the IRS. You are free if you can free your mind, just like Morpheus called Neo in the Matrix. Free your mind. And the way you get there is to educate yourself through our website, freedomlawschool.org, for free. It's all there for people spelled out to the T with videos and explicit instructions.
Now, you've been doing this for many years, so I imagine that you've had students, clients, different people that have heard you speak and really studied your work who have said, I wish I would have known all of this 20 years ago because I've been paying thousands upon thousands of dollars in taxes for 20 years. Is there any recourse whereby American citizens can actually go, not only stop paying taxes legally, but go back and say, actually, all those taxes that I paid you, I didn't really owe you, give them back?
Unfortunately, that brings too much attention to yourself.
Yeah.
So that's why I do not recommend that. What I recommend everybody do for free is to write your three federal lawmakers, your two U.S. senators, and your House members. We have petitions on our website for free for you to send to all of them that spell out the law, quote them, and attach them with the rule of the part highlighted. And so here, Mr. Lawmaker, you are the owner of the IRS. There are some out-of-control IRS agents out there, management, and Department of Injustice lawyer, even some crooked judges who are out of control. You need to restrain and stop them from misapplying income tax on the people of the 50 states that legally do not owe it. Now, if I'm wrong, show me. I believe everybody should pay their fair share of taxes as provided by law. If you can show me I'm wrong, I will humbly and gladly pay my fair share of taxes. And we have done this for our students and people on their own going to our website, freedomlawschool.org, for thousands and thousands of times. You know how many times any congressman can show us that we were wrong, that we have to file up income tax?
Zero.
Exactly.
Wow.
So why are we paying income taxes that even the lawmakers, after we ask them by certified mail to show me where I'm required to pay it, they don't show it to you? Because they got you afraid through deception. That if you don't get the corona jab, you might die of corona. If you don't follow that 1040 form and don't put the rope around your neck and give it to the IRS, the IRS will put you in jail. Empty bank account. Whoa! Afraid with the corrupt major media. And the solution, Chase, is alternative truth-telling media like InfoWars, Alex Jones, and you. Tell American the truth. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free at freedomlawschool.org.
So we've got about a minute left, and I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit more about freedomlawschool.org. Obviously, you have a lot of free resources that are available to the public, or petitions, different paperwork that they can use or documents that they can use, as well as just educational materials. Tell me a little bit more about how people can get involved with you if they want to take the next step and be a little bit more serious about these conflicts and this issue with the IRS beyond just the free resources and materials that you provide.
Well, if anybody in your audience, I think you have a lot of people in your audience who are the kind of people that the founding fathers were.
Yeah.
That believe in freedom. Believe we're not slaves. Wore the same cloth as George Washington and Patrick Henry. If you're that kind of a person, you need to do like they did. Join hands with each other. Divorce the corrupt federal government. Stop voluntarily giving your money to them that you do not owe. Join hands together. So on behalf is a program to restore freedom where you get to keep 70% of what you would have paid to the D.C. swamp and 30% of it. Now we gather in the Restore Freedom Plan to fund freedom media, to fund freedom lawsuits, election integrity lawsuits, and fund election of good honest statesmen that represent American people, like Congressman Ron Paul, Donald Trump, to get America back to freedom once again.
Well, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you, Payman, and I hope you'll come back and join us again. Make sure you visit freedomlawschool.org, and we'll see you on the other side.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Folks, what a jam-packed show we've had today. We've got World War III ramping up in Ukraine. We've got protests igniting all over the United States of America on college campuses. We've got our own government, three-fourths of which, Congress, voting to send billions upon billions of dollars everywhere except our own border. And we've got, I believe, 91 federal indictments, charges against Donald Trump. All seemingly for crimes that he didn't actually commit. Now we have Democrat Arizona AG indicting Trump, chief of staff, and others over 2020 election scandal. This is clip number one we're going to run in a moment. Democrat Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays handed down several indictments on Wednesday in relation to the alternate elector situation that took place during the contested 2020 presidential election. Let's run it and unpack it.
Hi, I'm Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays. Let me start by thanking everyone for your patience as we conducted a thorough and professional investigation over the past 13 months into the fake elector scheme in our state. I understand for some of you today didn't come fast enough, and I know I'll be criticized by others for conducting this investigation at all. But as I have stated before and will say here again today, I will not allow American democracy to be undermined. It's too important. The investigators and attorneys assigned to this case took the necessary time to thoroughly piece together the details of the events that began nearly 4 years ago. They followed the facts where they led, and I'm very proud of the work they've done to date. We're here because justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election. Arizona's election was free and fair. The people of Arizona elected President Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for, and I was elected to uphold the law of this state. The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
Well, there you have it. You remember that famous slogan from 2020 from Donald Trump? It's not me thereafter, it's you. I'm just in the way. Similar statement could be made about Alex Jones. He's one of the first, most notable to be deplatformed on virtually every platform. And it wasn't him they were after. It was you. He was just the test case. And Donald Trump is the test case in the political sphere. Not only are they charging Donald Trump with 91 crimes that he didn't commit, and they're just really nitpicking about details from 20 years ago and alleged affairs and things of that nature. And not only are they imprisoning people for their participation in January 6th, the most recent example, the most recent notable example, the elderly woman who walked into the Capitol on January 6th and simply prayed and then apparently left, who is facing time. But now they are going after virtually everyone who was associated with Donald Trump at all, in any capacity, except the leftists who sought to undermine the integrity of his administration, his term. And regardless of whether the election in 2020 was legitimate, of course it wasn't. But hypothetically speaking, regardless of whether or not that election was really legitimate, one undisputed fact is that neither Joe Biden or Donald Trump are actually doing the job of President of the United States. I mentioned this yesterday on War Room. So whoever is doing the job, whether it's the chief of staff or the deep state or the intelligence community or a committee, whoever is actually performing the duties and doing the job poorly of President of the United States was not even on the ballot, was not elected in 2020. And regardless of whether the Dominion machines had problems, I don't even know. I haven't even looked into the machines themselves. It is undeniable that this pandemic was exploited and used to totally undermine the 2020 election, where states were able to change their laws pertaining to how they collect ballots and do these elections, where everything that Trump had going for him over the course of the first 3 years of his term, outstanding economy, basically every front, every policy he was winning on, the only thing he was unable to win on was health care reform because McCain came in with a brain tumor and voted against it and shot it down. They were able to use this pandemic to just wipe away all of the progress. Now, having spoken to our guests earlier with Harrison, it seems like the pandemic itself was leaked intentionally, and that not only was it leaked intentionally for multiple reasons, namely to undermine Trump's presidency and re-election campaign, but it seems that Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden were literally invested in the creation, the manufacturing, the development of COVID-19 itself. And within the same month, I'm hearing, as I understand it, within the same month that funding was canceled for Predict 2 and these Biden-linked companies that were outsourcing gain-of-function research overseas because it was illegal here in the United States, in the same month, all of a sudden, we have this leak of this COVID-19 virus and then lies about its origin, and China is allowing international flights in and out of Wuhan, but no domestic flights in and out of Wuhan, and spreading it intentionally. And then they're lying about the efficacy and safety of the vaccines to treat it, while our politicians are legally allowed to be invested in companies like Pfizer and Moderna, who made billions upon billions of dollars off of this pandemic, providing these vaccines allegedly free but paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. I mean, we are in the midst of the most corrupt presidential administration I can think of in the history of the United States. And maybe there was some 19th century president of the United States who was abysmally corrupt, but there just isn't evidence today to show the details of that corruption. But we have every piece of evidence one could possibly imagine. Not just evidence that we would need to prove that he's corrupt, but evidence that we could even imagine. Between the laptop and the emails and just the documents and the statements and the obvious video footage of the lies, we have every piece of evidence one could possibly imagine even existing to prove the depths of depravity of this soulless president of the United States, who's not only soulless but brainless now. I mean, he wasn't the brightest star in the sky before, but now he's just a puppet. A puppet which even the DNC and the intelligence community seem to be embarrassed about and terrified of. So not only is the deep state and the intelligence community and the DNC conspiring to imprison or get Trump off of the ballots or imprison all of his voters and supporters, or censor them at least, not only are they conspiring against Trump, but now they're conspiring against Biden as well. So regardless of whether you as a listener are a Biden supporter, which I imagine you probably aren't, or whether you're a Trump supporter, your candidate is being conspired against by the deep state. And our Congress is voting 75% to send billions of dollars overseas, and they're voting to renew the warrantless surveillance of American citizens in clear violation of our Fourth Amendment rights. I mean, there is absolutely zero representation of any American that exists in any meaningful way at the federal level. I know there are some good people in Congress. There's probably some good senators. I like the Rand Pauls and the Thomas Massies and others. But I'm talking about meaningful representation. I mean, what is the point of having a few good representatives when they can never win on any issue of legislation? And the question is, at what point do we stand up and say no more? And how do we do it? Because we are the frogs in the boiling water. We're sitting in this water, it's not boiling, but the heat is on, and we can't tell that we are about ready to be boiled alive by this tyranny, because the heat is increasing so gradually. And everybody always talks about the Second Amendment as being a necessary right, a necessary protection, so that in the event that we need to fight against tyranny, we can rise up and do so. Well, folks, the Second Amendment is meaningless if it's not exercised. And we have been falling into tyranny for decades and decades and decades now, but nobody has stood up against the system. And I'm not advocating for violence, folks, but we need to be thinking very seriously about what we can do to ensure that Donald Trump is elected and what we are going to do if they steal this election, too. Folks, Drew Hernandez is taking over the fourth hour today. Stay tuned for more on the other side, and make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com to be the reason that we are on the air while getting amazing products for your health, clarity, focus, and energy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.